Welcome to Sustainability Steps, where we dive deep into important discussions regarding global sustainability. We are your hosts, Ishan Bharadwaj
Ishana Kula.
and Shrey Agarwal.
Tune in every month where we will be joined by experts engaging in discussions about worldwide issues, sustainable efforts and solutions, and inspiring initiatives aimed at creating a more sustainable future for our planet and the people in it. Whether you're deeply passionate about sustainability or just starting to explore how you can make a difference for our planet, our podcast is here for you. We dive into engaging conversations and offer practical tips to help you along your journey towards a greener, more sustainable lifestyle. Enjoy!
Yeah, start off. Can you tell us a bit about yourself?
Hi everyone. Thanks for having me. So my name is Dr. Vincent Brinas. I am a physical therapist at Robert Wood Johnson Barnabas Health Cooperman Medical Center. I primarily work in outpatient rehab. I am the senior vestibular physical therapist. So my career path doesn't really suit or match up with the themes of this podcast. But I do have personal interest and involvement and can kind of see globally and within the community how climate change is affecting our health and the best way to protect our patients, especially myself as a therapist and working in the healthcare system, the steps that we can take to mitigate those factors. Kind of what I've been trying to do for the past few years is to bring up the concept of green hab. So green hab is mainly a state of mind of how you should treat your patients in consideration to climate change and the current climate that is pretty much going on in our daily lives. And the ways you can kind of educate your patients to protect themselves and their families and friends.
Yeah, so you talk about like this idea of green hab and also how you've seen some of the effects of climate change. How do you see like current state of awareness and action regarding climate change, both like, globally and within the healthcare sector?
Right. So I would say personally, you can start off small. So I work in like an ambulatory care center. There is a small group of us called the Green Team. And so we do physical changes within the building itself, to kind of address what we are able to do, just within that scope. So for example, we have more recycling bins throughout the building. We also converted our containers in our cafeteria to more biodegradable materials. So that's kind of a great way to kind of start being involved in addressing those factors, especially for emissions. And then overall, though, there isn't really what we call like a climate playbook within our own healthcare system. So I'm speaking on my behalf, but RWJBH, it's the largest healthcare system in New Jersey. We do not have a formal climate action policy playbook or initiative at this time compared to the other healthcare systems around us. So my voice and as well as yours for having this podcast is kind of a way to kind of highlight that and the importance of initiating such a playbook within the healthcare system and hospital system itself. If you kind of look throughout the world, but specifically United States, there are large ho hospital healthcare systems that do have a climate change playbook. And it's pretty simple to sign up. It just takes leadership across all disciplines to enact such a type of policy within the system.
Definitely. And I think that the Green Team is a great initiative that you have started. So my question is, what exactly motivated you to become involved in sustainability in the first place, and specifically in regards to the Green Team?
Yeah, so it's more so let me back up. So the Green Team is kind of within the building itself. For me personally, I'm more involved in, it's kind of a word I created myself. It's more green hab. So green, anything involving sustainability, climate change, renewables, but also rehab, rehabilitation. So I'm personally affected, and my patients are personally affected more frequently now, in regards to climate change and how it makes like decision making, both lifestyle and our overall health, and finding ways to incorporate that in my treatment plans. The biggest event that I would say that I've noticed where climate change and healthcare kind of affected each other in such a major way was when we had the wildfires last year. So if you kind of think about what wildfire does, it creates smoke and causes poor air quality. So we have all these healthcare advisories to stay inside. As a physical therapist, I'm an essential healthcare worker. So my personal health is affected. I have to travel to work. But I also have to consider my patient's health. So obviously they can make that choice to come and get treated, but such events that are happening, like wildfires, can happen more frequently. They are unable to get the services they need because of those kind of weather-related events. We also have to consider, for myself as a physical therapist, most of my time involves developing treatment plans or home exercise programs. This includes exercising outside, going for daily walks. It affects a patient's ability to do that, or even choose to do that when the air quality is so poor in regards to wildfires. And so I have to be more conscious about that when coming up with exercises in order to help their underlying condition, because they're not coming to see me because of the air quality or because of snow or flooding. They're coming for shoulder pain. I'm a specialized vestibular physical therapist, so they're mostly coming for dizziness and vertigo. So it's making sure, as a healthcare worker, I'm more conscious about how the environment is affecting the therapist and patient dynamic. So it's different factors, but that's personally what I'm kind of experiencing on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, I completely agree. Climate change's effects on humans are becoming increasingly obvious. You mentioned how it's impacting you as a medical professional, but also your patients. So, where do you think climate change is headed in terms of how it affects you and the people you treat down the line?
It's a great question. So I've already spoken about how events like wildfires are directly impacting our lives. And so they're going to happen more frequently. It's just a matter of fact. That's how the science is predicting in the near future, and even now. So we have to be more conscious about the weather. But one aspect as a healthcare worker is to consider the hospital, the building itself, to be resilient to these type of weather events. You know, again, this I myself, and then I myself as a healthcare worker is an essential worker. So we have to, we're saving lives or making people feel better, treating them, rehabbing them. So we have to have resilience in our infrastructure as hospitals to make sure that we can survive these type of weather events. I don't have that power to do so. I'm only a physical therapist, but it's something to look into, because hospitals If you can kind of see across the board and throughout the world are pillars of the community. They're where you go when you're sick. They are where you visit loved ones and when life is born or lost. So we need to protect these places to make sure that the rest of the community survives. So that's like a larger scale view of what hospitals need to do, especially in regards to what's been going on, especially with climate change.
Yeah, I know that sustainable development and medical care, they can kind of be a gray area, and they can kind of conflict each other. So how do you think, as a healthcare professional yourself, how do you think you can balance the fact, like, to provide immediate medical care with the long-term goal of preventing and mitigating the health impacts of climate change? Because they can kind of conflict each other.
Yeah, I think it's a balance between what you can directly do in your like immediate future versus your long-term goals. So if we, I can use myself as an example. Right now, obviously, my goal is to make sure my patients get better. I personally have that conscious awareness about what's going on in the environment. Honestly, though, I wasn't predicting wildfires and air quality from wildfires in Canada to be affecting me in my work. It was more about actually how some of my patients may be living near highways or in urban areas where air quality could be impacting them or limit them to walking in parks. So it was kind of even more a dire need to kind of prepare my patients or prepare myself, which is happening now. But as a long-term goal, it's more about activism and public outreach and also corporate responsibility, letting your management know and reaching out to the public in many different ways and forms of communication. And I feel like that's reasonable and within my scope, obviously, to get the word out. Because in the end, it's more about prevention and saving lives.
Yes, I completely agree. Health, hospitals, we have to somehow find a balance between, like, kind of saving lives right now, but also looking at the effects in the future. So I know it's a big topic right now about medical waste in hospitals. So how do you think we can make that compromise between, like, producing medical waste and saving lives right now? And in the future, where if we produce too much of this medical waste, we continue to cause a lot of, like, climate change problems in the future. So how can we kind of find that balance or help resolve that?
Right. So I think it's more about there's three topics or three areas you want to kind of cover when you're trying to balance like renewables, limiting medical waste, sustainability. First and foremost, you need to have leadership in the hospital who can support or advocate for that type of policy. So it can be a creation of a group just to get this notice. I mean, Green Team is one way of doing that. So I would say that's a direct action on it. It's not directly medical waste, but having recycle bins throughout the buildings will help reduce waste overall. We also, within the cafeteria, do have more biodegradable containers. So that addresses direct waste. But within leadership, if there is a climate action policy in conjunction with public health advocates, they would need to look from a top-down approach on what the emissions are and the inventory and goal setting throughout the hospital, how much waste they are actually emitting. It's not just medical waste too. It's also the energy that they use, if that's coming and producing greenhouse gases as well. So it's kind of those two factors. And then from there, it's going to be more of like committing action and setting a target goal to address those factors as well.
You previously mentioned about corporate responsibility. Could you like expand on that? Like, what do you think? What responsibility do you think that major corporations, along with healthcare facilities, what responsibility do you think they have regarding sustainability?
So, a hospital is a corporation. They have a mission to uphold. And in order for them to truly address climate change, there definitely needs to be some leadership or implementation of a climate action policy. So I can go back again and mention how the hospital system I'm currently working at doesn't have a climate action policy at this time across all hospitals and healthcare facilities. So even just the recognition or becoming a member for such a initiative is one step closer to having that corporate responsibility, because you're setting public image, and you're also trying to represent and address global issues, and finding a way to do that in a physical manner, but also promoting those ideas across the board. So I base my GreenHab approach. If you look online, through the Healthcare Climate Council. So these are healthcare systems that are unified and committing towards setting climate goals within the healthcare sector. And there's many initiatives that the hospital system can take. Don't have to be overly complicated. They can start small, but even just the recognition or becoming part of such a council is enough to indicate that you're willing to address these issues head on.
So, as there's an increase in more environmental awareness and environmental awareness starts to evolve, I know nowadays technology and artificial intelligence and machine learning, these are all playing a very big role in the world. So, do you see any way that technology can advance sustainability efforts within the healthcare sector?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's already happening, especially in regards to healthcare practices and procedures. I myself have not been influenced yet by AI or technology in that manner, especially when it comes to sustainability or addressing the environment. Right now, I would say the portion that I could feel involves AI or technology would be like the resilience factor of a hospital. So recognizing the architectural structure and where they get their energy, that's kind of the area that I would see where planning and kind of having those operations would impact it. I wouldn't say AI would be directly involved with that, but you would take, for example, can the hospital sustain hurricane winds? Can they survive a wildfire? Right now, there are advancements of that to help pr protect the integrity of the structure, or it's something to look into, especially if you the hospital is currently in a flood zone. Like right now, we're having this podcast. There are more flood warnings throughout the state. Can the hospital continue to function, or does it need to take further steps, especially with these type of rising waters. So AI, I can't give you a concrete answer on, but technology, I can see that more so from the infrastructure of the hospital as being important, especially new technology coming in.
I completely agree. You know, with the rising growth of technology in today's society, like, and we're already seeing some of these, as you mentioned, some of these things being implemented in the healthcare industry. But I wanted to come back to this topic that you talked about how in your hospital, there's like a climate playbook or policies to implement kind of sustainability. So what do you think is the biggest barrier to achieving sustainability within the healthcare industry? And what are some things that people can do to help overcome them?
I think for now, what I can do, or especially when there's no formal or physical playbook at this time, is just to advocate for such a change. Have a voice. You can start small. You can ha start a group. You can talk to leadership regarding the issue to see if it could be implemented, or at least recognized in some way. You can always get your message across in different ways. And you just start off that way. I feel like activism, communication is always the best approach to get these issues across. At this time, it would be at such a small scale. Simply doing that is kind of a way to initiate it. I wrote a blog to highlight those factors, or to at least garner attention about it. And then hopefully, as you continue with that message, that could lead to some kind of formation of a council or a group within the hospital. And then from there, you can hopefully have a set goal, a targeted goal, or the changes could be more widespread within the system itself.
All right, thank you so much for informing us about how sustainability affects the healthcare industry. And we found this very insightful and informative. And yeah, thank you so much.
Of course, thank you for having me, and I look forward to hearing more from this podcast and the future endeavors that you all three of you have. So I appreciate you all. One note, I truly appreciate the fact that you brought this more to the forefront, just from a simple email. So regarding your last question, I think there's going to be more action or recognition of this issue, simply with the work that you guys are doing. So I applaud you all for it. Thank you again.